Please smile at me for rum pum pum pum. Can my drum be? Can it be?
All right, Bobby. You have a Merry Christmas.
It's Bowie. It's David f***ing Bowie.
That is right, everybody.
We
are listening. That was Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly as Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Really?
Singing Little Drummer Boy.
That was adorable.
It's fantastic. I'm hearing a lot of noise.
What is it?
Do you guys hear that?
No, I just changed
it. Oh, you know what it is? I think it's the non-working
the disco,
orbiting.
We have
oh my
disco
god,
ball.
The disco ball is going
we need
friggin'
a disco
crazy.
Light so we can see the disco ball better.
We need to fix the disco ball, dude. Why is
it's
it
like on old? It. Why does it sound like.
It's making fart sounds in the studio
it
in
sounds,
my headphone. In my headphone.
How do we make it.
Which is a single headphone.
Quieter.
By the way. I don't know, Sam. Sam, what are you doing now? This show is a friggin' dumpster fire already.
No,
nobody knows what's
what
going on. Bianca went outside
fire?
To do who knows what.
No, I was looking at a funny... Someone wrote on Facebook, the best part of the 49ers game was San Diego cheerleaders still on the field as play begins, forcing an official cheerleaders timeout.
What?
I thought that was funny. I guess not.
An official cheerleaders timeout?
I just read that. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Cheerleaders timeout just sounds funny. I don't know.
Well, Bianca, by the way, is losing points again.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
She lost points last week. And
first of all, she wasn't even here last week. Now she's gone outside... In the middle of the show to, I don't
smoke
know what.
Cigarettes.
No, I don't know. Which...
Smoke something.
She's out there.
Smoking something,
we're
dude.
In San Francisco.
God damn it. God damn it. Is this how it's going to be next semester?
No.
You're not going to be able to keep a handle on
this
our co-host?
I only missed like one show ever.
This is why I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This is why I decided to graduate.
Mike was like, I'm graduating early. Screw this.
Dudes.
You've been very professional.
Thank you.
You know? You've contributed much to the show all semester.
Fire!
Things such as this.
You love that.
All right,
love it.
Give me a second really quick. I just want to give a quick little shout out to Kevin Molina for listening to our show.
Oh, nice.
Kevin Molina.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Molina. He's the man.
It's a good name.
He's the man. And I think, weren't you guys all talking about Kanye the other day at work?
Yeah.
You were playing the new record?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which we like to play on here. But Satan. I don't know if you guys know this, but Kanye put out a Christmas record.
Oh, I
heard,
heard about this. I heard it was hilarious.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I have a little clip from Kanye's Christmas record. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Santa.
It's really good, dude.
Yeah. Wait, Mike, have you already heard that?
No, I haven't.
It's really good. Yeah, because he basically just, it's like his last album, but instead it's...
Santa.
But the thing is, he's actually putting out a 30-minute-long movie about it.
and he turned white while he's singing.
Wait, who is this who's sitting right next to me?
Oh, we have a special
hair.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest.
Oh my god, special guest joining us.
Studio.
Are you guys really giving me this
silent
treatment because I was in the restroom for 2 minutes?
She's not one of our normal... She's not one of our normal co-hosts, but today, special in studio, Bianca Licious Awkward, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Santa.
Fire.
I'm sorry. I love that. That's going to be the new thing. By the way, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Hard Edition on KSFS.
By the way, guys, can I give a shout-out to...
Who are you going to give a shout-out to? Please.
Santa.
Please. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to give
Santa,
a shout-out.
All right. I think it's time. I think it's time to
I
give
love how
Mike.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, right?
I think it's time to give Mike a little tribute.
Oh,
Bianca put this together.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that?
Oh, what?
I do have it. Bianca put this together because she's going to miss you the most.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look at how much she misses you already. She's like, you know, I can't bear to be in the
That's
same
why
room.
I'm sitting here because I'm just like, Mike.
She can't bear to be in the same room, you know, so she's going to go outside a lot of times.
I can't wait for you to graduate, because when I see your face, I just want to cry.
All right, Mike, so...
Yeah, I am sad, though.
Yeah?
Well, kind of.
No, like, you say that as if we're all joking. We are all very sad. Oh. Sam? All very sad.
What just happened? Right now?
What did you just do?
I don't know.
You're just lighting something up in here. All right, Mike, this is for you. We wanted to say goodbye. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. Yeah. We couldn't pull stuff from all the shows, but all right, the best of Mike G.
Oh, geez.
Mike? What's going on, guys?
Well, the Giants won.
Yeah.
So that was fantastic.
Yeah. Cows. There's cows. There are cows in Fresno. There was just straight up news all over my face. I mean, if we get there, it's going to be a good solid half hour of $3 beers, and I can down a lot of beers.
That's
in half an hour.
I mean, that's not. Is there going to be pizza?
Ah, damn. My doctor told me I had to smoke a lot of pot in order to get better. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm
pothead?
A pothead or addicted to weed. Stupid. Were they squatting?
They were basically squatting in their former house.
Oh, there it is, Mike. We're going to miss you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Bianca put a lot of work into that.
Thank you.
You should do this. That's multiple days of going through. No, because
that was an hour's worth, I'm sure.
It was really hard, actually.
Yeah.
It
looked really hard.
And you know what? I listened to one entire show looking for your voice. And
never happened.
And you weren't there that show. You know how annoying that was? It's because I skipped through the beginning where we said you weren't there.
Uh-huh.
Just because I was like, I'm going to scroll through it. And yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah. I actually wrote a song about you, Mike.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it goes like this. You ready? Are you ready?
It sounds familiar.
Hold on, you gotta wait. There's a little buildup, though. There's a lot of buildup.
I feel it. I'm feeling it.
You can feel it, right? It kind of gets you pumped up. In your chest? In your chesticles? That's right.
My chesticles.
Yeah. No. We can't turn it on because it makes weird noises in the thing. All right?
It was broken, too.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No, here it goes. Wait, I'm almost going to do it. No. You guys just hold on.
Feeling it.
Bianca, don't look at me like that because I'm getting ready to lay it down. All right? Yeah.
Yo,
here it comes.
Yo.
No. But it's not. That's not the part yet, though. You can't just jump in on the part when it's not the part yet. Okay. Michael G. Hey! A Michael G. A Michael G. Hey! A Michael G. A Michael G. Hey! A Michael G. A Michael G. That's so loud.
She substitutes it with her voice.
Boom, there you go, boom, Mike. Boom. That's a song I wrote for you.
Oh, that was amazing.
That took me like 5 hours to write that.
That's going platinum.
What's that?
That's going platinum.
It is going to go platinum.
It already went platinum.
It's not quite. It's not quite on the level of Kanye's Christmas album.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
But I will say this: it's going to get consideration at next year's Emmys.
I think so.
We're going to miss you, Mike. Let's talk about this the rest of the show. Oh no!
Oh, hello?
Don't let me touch the controllers when you're stoned, okay? Because your stonedness has transferred to my head. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take one more quick break. Well, we're actually going to take a couple more breaks later.
16 in the studio.
That's a song Bianca wrote for you.
Hell yeah.
When we come back, we're going to do a little rousing game of douche on douche. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring in some radio heavyweights.
Some douches.
One of them's a douche, and the other one is not a douche, okay? So we're going to bring them in here to play a little douche, not a douche. And I'm really, really excited about this. So what we're going to do is we're going to take one quick break. You're listening to Hard Edition on KSFS.
Close.
That was the Yobs. Silver Bells, you are listening to KSFS Hard Edition, and we are on the air.
Hello, Sam, we're on the air.
You are so professional.
Mike just jumped in here, and we're playing like musical microphones.
Are you guys back
right
hugging?
Now.
Is that what's going on?
Back hug.
By the way, best way to feel up a girl without making it super creepy is just tell her you want a back hug.
Like, what? Where was my hand going?
I did that today. A little spider crawl.
Yeah?
Yeah, she
nice.
Did.
So we've got a couple there caressing each other. I think this is more than a back hug that's going on here. A couple of heavyweights, one of them also exiting, just like Mike G. I'm sorry, I didn't write a song for you, though, man. Damn it.
You know, I thought you'd be a little more prepared.
I know. Well, we didn't know you were going to join us. So Travis is here. Wait, what's your DJ name?
Versace T.
Versace
That's right.
T.
That is right. And, of course, Handsome Mike Krems.
Hello.
So these guys, they have some really good shows here on KSFS as well. And we thought it would be cool to get them in here to play Douche Not a Douche, one of our staples.
Wonderful to be here.
Not a douche.
And like I said, one of them's a douche, the other one not a douche. So this is perfect.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
You guys will know.
Yeah. It's all so you guys are familiar with the game, right?
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
Okay.
We live and breathe this game every
really?
Day.
You guys have Douche Not a Douche Home Edition?
Yeah, exactly. We have this little homemade buzzer.
Yeah, nice. Okay. So for the listeners who might not know, the way Douche Not a Douche works is I'm going to play some sound clips for these gentlemen, and they're going to take turns. There's seven of them. It's a race to four. If you get it wrong, the other person gets the point. And the only criteria that matters for if these people are douches or not douches is my personal opinion on if they're douches or not douches.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
Sounds fair.
Fair to me.
I think it's the most fair game of all time. This is probably how we should wage wars,
you know,
is just
what?
Have douche not a douche matches.
Fair's not just a place you win ribbons with. It's not.
That is a damn good point.
Yeah.
That is a damn good point to that, sir. I give you a little bit of Samantha. All right, so let's go ahead and just start. Didn't I used to have a theme song for this?
Where is it?
I did have a theme song. Oh, wait, here we go. Yeah, theme song. Douche. Douche. This is Douche. Okay, so this is not just a theme song, but some pointers. Douche. Crackhead Douche. Yeah. Wannabe comedian douche. Yeah. No, he's a douche. Okay, not a douche. Now we see that's how it works. You see the difference?
According to Willie Dills, of course.
So we had seven examples of douches and one example.
And one non-douche. Right. Yeah. Cool. I will admit to you that it's harder for me to find sound clips of non-douches than it is douches.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way the world works, apparently.
Understandable.
Yeah. All right, so in about 15 seconds, my free program is going to allow me to play sound clips again.
Thank God.
In 15.
And then we will get this game started. All right, Mike, do you have any... Who do you think is going to take it down? What? Why do you get so excited out of nowhere?
No, go.
Absolutely.
Sam, you seemed more excited than Mike.
I
so
forgot,
what's up?
When we came back from the break, I've never made a shout out before on our show.
Milk sex.
And I wanted no. This is a shout out because my dad and my stepmom
Santa,
are listening in, and I also to Santa.
Santa.
But right. Mostly to my stepmom,
Santa.
Don't you know how shout-outs work around
shout-outs?
Here?
You guys, don't ask me to make shout-outs, stepmom, Teresa, who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do, he's going to interrupt me!
Santa.
He's going to interrupt me with Santa!
Oh, man.
But
like I was telling
you
guys earlier, if you don't let Sam get it out, she will go crazy, dude. She will lose her freaking mind.
All right,
so who's going to go first, by the way?
You didn't let...
I'm going to let
Travis ladies first,
go first,
so you...
I'll let
you.
Travis.
No, Mike.
All right.
All right, Mike's going first.
I'll step it up.
Mike G, do you have any predictions on who's going to win this game?
Mike's our first.
Mike's? Okay, so you just think because his name is Mike that he's going to win.
Golden opportunity I have here.
Bianca Licious Awkward, who you got your money on?
Swear to
the
God.
Douche.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're not going to tell us which one that is?
Yeah.
Sammy Slander, who do you think is going to win this? Are you okay?
It's going to be a draw.
What?
Oh, wow.
So pretty much I have no vote.
Unacceptable.
There's an uneven number.
I'm so mad that you cut me off on my shout out. I'm not okay with that.
There's an uneven number, Sam, so that can't actually technically happen.
You can side with one of us.
Yeah. Give us, who do you think is going to win? Come on.
No.
Wait, okay, I have I really do have a legit thing. Are they movie clips?
Maybe.
Actually, I don't know how good Mike is at movies, but I know Travis watches a lot of freaking movies.
Does he?
My dad is a film teacher.
Okay. Something we didn't know about you. All right.
Let's call Papa McKinney.
All right. That's going to give you 1 point for Travis.
Oh, my God. Yes.
All right, no, actually, it's 0-0 right
now. That's really the way it works around here.
All right, Mike, you're up first. I'm going to give you your first douche or not a douche. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Okay, here it is.
The time you spend with your kids at an early age is important.
Okay, could you understand at all what just happened there?
You know, sort of.
Yeah?
Sort
I'll
of
try
did.
One more time.
The time you spend with your kids at an early age is important.
Okay, the time you spend with your kids at an early age is important.
I'm going to go with douche.
You're going to go with douche,
I'm going with douche.
All right. That is correct. That is
all right.
Todd Palin, my friend.
Yes, it sounded like Todd Palin. Yeah. Yes.
Not only is Todd Palin a total douche, but he's also so boring.
That show is boring, man.
Yeah. I'm like, you need to move that away from the board
because
your phone noising in the headphones.
Everyone turn off your phones.
Oh, you know, airplane mode. Airplane mode.
Take a moment.
Yeah,
turn
airplane mode, people. All right, Travis, you're up.
Hello.
You're down 1-0, okay? You need a point here. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here is your douche or not a douche.
Listen to all of the experts.
Okay.
John McCain, douche.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Look at this guy.
Quick.
Look at this guy. That is correct on all accounts, sir.
This is going to be an interesting
Hey, that's a good one, Travis. Good job.
Here's the thing about John McCain. He's telling us to listen to all the experts, and he's the guy who's blocking Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even after a bunch of experts came forward and said, yeah, we should get rid of that. All right.
Including his wife.
And his wife. Yeah, totally. His creepy-looking Skeletor wife said that we should repeal it. Anyway. Mike, you're up, right?
Yeah.
It's a tie ball
it's
game.
My turn.
It's a tie ball game.
You're a little worried, but
I'm not very worried.
I got that.
I'll speak for myself, sir.
Okay,
yeah,
are
I'm
you
trying.
Ready? Are you ready? Here is your douche or not a douche.
I'm sneezing. There's too much money around.
I'm going to have to go with, of course, douche. That's my final answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was Puff Daddy.
P.
I'm
Diddy.
Sorry,
P.
Puff Daddy. You are not allowed to change your freaking name every 3 months, and we all have to just adhere to it. No,
his name
you
is Diddy Money.
Our Puff
the way.
Daddy, Diddy Dirty Money. That is so ridiculous.
Last Train to Paris.
I miss Mace.
Sorry, yeah, Mace. Yeah, that was like the
rapper.
Highlight of
Good
Puff Daddy's.
Rapper.
Yeah. I want to go back to those days with, like, shiny suits.
Can
and
nobody hold me down?
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Someone has swagger. That's what the kids are calling it.
All right, Travis, you're up.
Hello.
Here we go. I already used that one. Here we go. Douche or not a douche?
I haven't seen my kids in 18 months, and I am losing calcium in my bones. Doctors say I should stop. I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Not a douche.
Wow.
Oh,
wow, these guys are amazing players.
I told you, a draw.
These guys are amazing players.
They
Unfortunately, there can't be a draw.
They obviously play all the time.
Yeah, they've got the
I told
they
you, we have the home edition.
Got the home edition, yeah. All right, so it's a tie ball game right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Mike, here you go. Douche or not a douche?
To those affected in your families, I'm deeply sorry.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with douche yet again.
Wow. These guys.
God, I knew it.
Unbelievable. That was Tony Hayward, the BP CEO, of course.
Yes. Wow.
This guy is
I'm
a mega
sorry.
Douche. I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's
great episode of
about as douchey as it gets.
Great.
Okay, here's the deal, Travis. If you get this wrong, Mike gets the point and wins.
Okay.
All right, so pressure's
Let's
on
Let's do
here.
It. Let's do it.
Hell to the yes.
Pressure is on. Who did I not use yet? Uh-oh.
You didn't
somewhere,
use me.
Somewhere in here I've got one that I can use. Okay, here it is. Here it is.
Don't rub my back. That's going to distract me.
Sorry.
Come on.
Tactics.
All right, here it is.
And CNN should know better, and I believe does know better than to do that.
Not a douche.
Wow.
Wow. All
right. Yep. Wow. That was Assange. Okay. Assange. Who is, of course,
WikiLeaks.
The WikiLeaks guy.
One more.
What's that?
Say it again.
Assange. That guy's not a douche. He's, the biggest American hero we've got right now. He's actually standing up to an entire friggin' corrupt government. So,
I'm
good on you.
I have to agree.
Assange.
Good on you.
All right, dude.
Not a diesel.
This is it. This is the last one.
All right. This is a bonus round.
Lightning round. You hit it, you win.
All right.
If you don't hit it,
you quit it.
Zing. Good one. All right, here we go. This is the last one. Mike's up, right?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. Here's your douche or not
three,
a douche.
3-2 count.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
I'm going to go with
what
douche.
What was that?
Congratulations, yay! Mike Krems.
Yay! I kind of feel cheated. You know, I just kind of feel cheated.
Santa, yeah. Santa. Do you have any shout-outs, Travis?
Yeah, just give me... And then also, I'd like to say hello to my... Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Can I just say something? You guys did not get a single one wrong. This is unbelievable.
Just very unprecedented.
You're making us
natural.
Feel like we suck.
At well, you guys kind of do suck.
You really do.
It's a curse being this intelligent.
Not you.
It is.
What do you mean not her? We all play...
Well, actually, she refused to play like the last 5 weeks in a row. So, So her glaring weakness is we didn't see them.
Yeah. Totally.
But you guys should probably go pro. I think there's a pro circuit.
I know. I mean, we've talked about it, but I don't know. We're looking for sponsorship. So anyone out there, you know, if you're willing, it's Mike Krems Rap at.
It's actually on my email address. Yeah. You can go ahead and just not give that out.
At gmail.com.
Oh. All right.
All right.
He went ahead and finished. He's your personal Assange right here. He's like, I'm just going to leak it.
He's got WikiLeaks.
I'm just going to leak it and I don't care. Who knows it?
For a guy named Versace T, I'll tell you what.
All right. So thank you guys for joining us on Hard Edition, the final episode ever of all time.
Thanks, guys.
And by the way, Travis is graduating too. So yay! I'm really sad about that.
Good job,
that.
Travis.
Yeah.
You know, can you guys do one thing for me?
Yes.
Can I hear that Kanye clip one more time?
Oh, of course you
Thank
can.
Thank you. Santa, Santa, Santa. That's all I want. Thank you so much.
All right.
Anything for you, Travis.
I'm Jewish. Just go on the record.
Oh, so we give you this one. Satan, Satan, Satan. That's the Jewish version. All right, so we're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot more to do here on Hard Edition. News all over your face.
Oh,
Good harmonization. Yeah, is that how you say that? Harmonization?
Harmonization.
Well, anyway, we're back on Hard Edition. We're back on Hard Edition KSFS. My name is Willie Dills, here, of course, with Bianca Licious Awkward.
Hello.
Sammy Slander.
Oh my God.
She's sexting.
She's too busy sexting.
And of course,
Michael G.
Satan.
Oh, Mike, we are going to miss you, buddy.
Mike's also gay.
If you guys heard this last little clip here from Douche Not Douche, by the way, Versace T and Handsome Mike Krems, the best players I've ever seen in that game.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, all over all of our faces, really. But anyway, the last one, I just want to replay that because I saw Machete the other day. You know the movie Machete?
I'm familiar.
G-Pop's friend is in that movie. He's the main
guy. Oh, my God. Is G-Pop friends with Steven Seagal?
No. What's the other guy?
Now I'm disappointed.
What's the other guy's name?
Next. What's on our show notes?
Cheech Marin?
No.
Cheech, no?
Are we talking about the same movie?
Machete. There's only one movie called Machete.
Machete. Oh, I feel like the recent, like within the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all crazy bloody.
Yeah, like the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's his name is not.
Are you talking about the he's like a Latin dude with crazy face?
Yes.
Things.
Yeah, what's
going
his
on?
Name?
I don't know. But his name is Machete.
No, well, my grandpa went to high school, so I'm going to find his name right now.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him.
I'm excited for
grandpa,
that.
Grandpa, are you listening? Call in. We should tell people the number to call in.
That's a good point.
G-Pop, if you're listening, 415-338-1532. Call us.
Face.
I'll be answering.
We want to know.
So here's what happened while I was watching this movie, though, is that I re-fell in love with Steven Seagal, and mostly because of lines such as this one.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
So if you don't hear what he said there, he said, I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. The blood bank. And this was a line from one of his movies. And this is why he's so good, is because those movies that Steven Seagal is in, like, they just didn't care. They just were like, no, whatever. He's got to say the absolute worst lines after killing somebody.
We didn't give him a script. We just tell him action.
Yeah, we're just like, action. And Seagal just busted out straight from the top of the dome. He's like a freestyle rapper, but with horrible one-liners. Yeah.
See, this is the email from my grandpa when the movie was coming out. For those of you that remember, old...
What's his name?
Can you say it? Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, I think
from...
it's Trejo,
yeah. And they went to the same high school.
They went to the same high school, huh?
Yeah,
you went to a high school with Machete?
Can you see it?
I can't see it, but
Machete.
I believe you.
I can see it. I will vouch.
Can we go with your G-Pop to his high school reunion?
No, he did. He went to there. This was last year, though, last Christmas, when it came out. And they all did go to the same party, so we missed it. I'm sorry.
A Machete party?
Machete. Machete.
They're just doing lines of blow off machetes.
Why did we miss that?
That sounds like a great party. So what I found, though...
Sounds like a graduation party.
I did a little bit of research and found that Steven Seagal... I'm trying to get to a bit, guys. God damn
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry. Play it again. Play it again. No one hear it.
Satan.
Okay, one more time.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Okay, so...
That was kind of sexual.
I felt like he was whispering right behind
me. This is the thing.
My neck chills.
I don't know if you guys remember, but Steven Seagal actually was in trouble for sexual harassment not that long ago. And it was because...
I dropped those charges.
Yeah, good. He was hitting on women who work for him because he has, like, you know, personal assistants and... I guess maids or I don't know. He's
this is
a famous
sensitive
dude.
Topic for me because
is it?
I was one of his maids.
Oh, really? So maybe he used one of these lines on you because I actually found Steven Seagal's top five pickup lines that got him in trouble. And I'm gonna try to do a good Steven Seagal, but it's really hard because listen to how much there is to this voice.
I'm gonna take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Okay, so you okay over there?
I'm okay.
All right. So here are the top five Steven Seagal pickup lines that got him in trouble. The first one is, of course, excuse me, let me get into my Steven Seagal here. I'm going to take you to the bank, baby. The
sperm bank.
That sounds good.
So that one got him in a lot of trouble. Of course, who could forget this one?
Let's pretend we're in the Avatar movie, and I'll merge my ponytail with your vagina.
So then, of course, this one got him in a lot of trouble, too.
Not only my master.
You got it.
Okay. Not only am I a master of martial arts, I'm also a master of lady parts.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man.
He actually used that one on me.
All right. Yeah. That one.
And I was like, oh, what lady parts?
That line made me wet.
Yeah. That's the intended effect. That's the desired effect.
There's a huge puddle right under my neck, by the way.
Dripping.
This one got him in a lot of trouble, though.
Jeez.
But he did find a way to use two of his movies in it, which is kind of impressive.
I'm above the law. And your boobs are about to be under siege. Your ass is about to be under siege, too.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he uses two of his movies in that one, by the way.
Oh.
Under Siege and Under Siege 2. It's all right, Sam. It's, you know, these wouldn't work on you, clearly.
Oh, sequels.
All right. And Steven Seagal's final pickup line.
We are getting a call.
In 1 second, we're going to pick that up. His final pickup line.
I don't know if you know this, but I own a dude ranch, and you're about to feel my dude branch.
I couldn't hold it together. Oh, his dude branch. You know.
Can you say that again, please?
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but I own a dude ranch, and you're about to feel my dude branch.
We have a very special guest.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get him on the line here. Hello, you're on Hard Edition. News all over your face. Please tell us what's all over your face.
Hi, this is Steven Seagal.
Oh my God, Steven Seagal is on the phone.
I just sexted him.
I don't really appreciate you talking about me like that.
Wow.
Apologies.
This is awkward. Steven.
Seriously, don't do that. If you touch it again, I will blow your 2-inch dick off.
My dude branch? You're going to blow my dude branch off? I really.
What kind of babbling bullshit is this?
Steven, please, we're on the air and the FCC is listening at all times. You should know better than that,
Mr. Seagal.
And you are en vivo.
You're a cop in New Orleans now, right? So you know the law.
Well, probably.
Probably you know the law, or probably you're a cop in New Orleans, because I saw the show.
You know what? I would like you a lot less if you had a dick.
I do have a dick, by the way, sir. Sir?
Well, it ain't over till the wolf howls.
Oh, wow. I don't know what that means, but you know what, Steven?
Yeah, I'm slightly aroused.
Get my pies out of the oven.
Look, little Stevie Seagal, we're going to have to let you go, but I really appreciate you calling in, and thank you very much. Do you have a shout-out for us?
I have a shout-out to Miss Amanda.
Santa.
All right, that was Steven Seagal on the phone, everybody. Thank you to him for calling in. That was amazing. And
he's everything I imagined and more.
I did not expect that. I'm a little bit, my face is red.
I'm
right
really
now.
Sorry that I sexted him and told him to call in.
You shouldn't have sexted him right then.
I know.
Because I prefer to do all my smack talk behind people's backs.
Right? I hate sexting.
Especially people with unbelievably sexy ponytails who can clearly beat the crap out of me. Like Mr. Steven Seagal.
I really like the ponytail Avatar one.
That was
you like that one?
Yeah. Do you want me to hook my ponytail
into your vagina?
Your little pink ponytail.
One of your fantasies is to have a ponytail stuffed into your vagina?
No,
how would that work, though, by the way? If you think about it, just for a second.
Because
in Avatar, they all, you know,
blend.
But it does seem like...
If Steven Seagal put his ponytail to your vagina, that would not happen.
Ew, no, that's not what I was...
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Okay. Are you sure?
That's vagina. What I was thinking. Fire.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
All right, you know what? We have one more segment, so we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jam all the stories that we didn't get to so far all into one final segment.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like jamming a ponytail into Sam's vagina. It's going to be amazing.
Oh
we'll be right back
Stop
with more.
Listening.
Hard Edition. Stop. News all over your face.
Boom.
just like the ones I used to know. Where those tree tops glisten.
Was she a great big fat person?
Then listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Well, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your days be merry and bright, oh, so bright, and may your Christmases be white. So white Christmas, they've got to be white. So white Christmas. You know I'm dreaming of.
Oh, Billy Idol, you are so racist, my friend. I mean, Bing Crosby sang it, White Christmas, and, you know, we all kind of just knew he was racist. It was all good.
You know.
White supremacy Christmas.
Actually, I take that back. Bing Crosby clearly wasn't racist, but...
Billy Idol?
Man.
White Wedding?
So white! He just added that line in. So white! White Christmas, like, dude.
Didn't Billy Idol
we get it.
White Wedding also.
White Wedding. Oh
one?
My God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sam, breaking news on Hard Edition. Billy Idol definitely racist.
All right.
So I told Bianca about this segment. This is brand new to the show, and sorry, I need to look away for a second while I pull this up. By the way, that was DJ Biancalicious for all of you. If you heard the,
that was the newest mashup.
If
that
you
I
heard
came
the sick
with.
Mashup, yeah, that was super. That was, I mean,
Satan.
The musicality of that mashup was amazing.
I didn't even hear what
it was
song
on beat and everything.
It was impressive. So we don't have a lot of time left, about 5 minutes or so. So what we're gonna do is we're going to quickly go through all of the news stories that we put on the show notes here and didn't quite get to. And actually, everyone stick around for Mongoose McCombs after this, please. Because he's in the building for his last show as
you
well.
Fired up!
You better stay on or I swear to God.
Mike is going to come down there. Mike doesn't have to worry about stuff that we have to worry about. He's a graduate. Like, you can go on a killing spree right now.
I will find you.
There's no more consequences in your life that could happen. You're just done, dude.
I will stuff my ponytail so far.
Oh! Sam doesn't like that one anymore.
Yeah.
I hate it.
All right,
she just thinks it always is talking about her vagina.
What?
We are kind of always talking about your vagina, though, Sam.
Stop it!
Oh, man. Totally.
Scissors and ponytails.
Scissors. Wow. Scissors. Yeah, that's coming
next. That's actually the song she dedicated to
Stay
me
tuned
last
for
night.
Season two.
That's definitely coming next. All right. So this song is, or this song, this segment's called 2 Minutes of Hardcore News.
Hey, everyone.
What we're going to do is we're going to go through these news stories quickly, okay? I'm going to read them quickly. And then each of you guys is going to give me your opinion in one word, all right? You only get one word.
Okay.
Opinions. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Here we go.
Wait, that was two. Okay. Go.
Actually, I should probably get some music playing under this, don't you think? Like, don't you think that would make sense?
I can do some cool mixes right now.
You think so? All right, hold on. Hold on, I'm going to put
that
on...
That was my sad attempt at beatboxing.
I'm going to put on a little... Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so quickly, we got to go through these really quickly because we don't have a lot of time left, okay? This is 2 minute news. Oh, God, I love this. All right, here we go. A survey by the site Badoo.com analyzed the success rates of opening lines from nearly 200,000 online flirtations in 11 languages. Success was determined by 1, prompting any response, 2, launching a conversation. And the winner is You Have Beautiful Lips. It worked across all cultures and nationalities. Sam, what is your opinion? Go.
Boring.
Mike.
Lonely.
Bianca.
Sexy.
All right. Good job, everybody. Police in Alabama say a 20-year-old man who believes he is a vampire and goes by the nickname Vamp is accused of burning a V into a teenager's forehead. Gadsden Police Detective Mike Hooks told the Gadsden Times that Brown heated a fork or a spoon on a stove and used it to brand a V into the 17-year-old's forehead in October. Hooks called Brown's want to be Hooks called Brown's a want to be vampire. Sam, go. Your opinion.
But bloody.
Mike.
Hero.
Bianca.
Vagina.
Whoa.
He carved a V. He carved a V for vagina.
Good point. That's too many words. Miley Cyrus's father, Billy Ray, has taken to his Twitter blog to express his disappointment at the teenage superstar after she was caught on camera puffing on a huge pipe allegedly containing the hallucinogenic legal high salvia days after celebrating her 18th birthday. Taken to his Twitter blog on Friday, he writes, "Sorry guys, I had no idea." Oh, so wait. "Sorry guys, I had no idea. Just saw this stuff for the first time myself. I'm so sad. I'm so achy breaky. This is beyond my control." Sam, one word. Sam, you have one word.
Stoned.
Mike G. Bianca-licious.
Bong.
And our final story. Michael Vick is barred from owning a dog for a year and a half, but the star quarterback told the news site TheGrio.com that he genuinely cares about animals and would like to have one for a pet again, saying that it would be a big step for me in the... Sorry. It'll be a big step for me in the rehabilitation process. The Humane Society of the United States President Wayne Pacelle said it's too early for Vic to have a dog, but says it could be appropriate after his probation ends. Sam, one word.
Puppies!
My G, one word.
Woof.
Bianca-licious, the final word.
Inmate.
Good job, everybody. This has been 2 Minute News! Oh, my God.
That was exhausting.
It's hard to have an opinion in one word, right?
Oh, they weren't even opinions. I don't know where we were
like
going
with
that.
Felt like a marathon.
It was like a Mad Lib or something. Like,
where's the water boy?
Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, Michael Vick wants a dog, dude, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't say it. Don't tell everybody that. You know what I mean? Like, just keep it to yourself, secret. Michael Vick. He's we don't
our,
care.
He's just our cat fights.
What if we found out this whole time that, like, Michael Vick was running underground, like, camel fights or something, like, crazy? Like, just, he couldn't do dogs anymore, so he had to just find something.
Camel fights?
Yeah.
Koala bears.
Underground koala bear fights? Oh, man. All right, so...
They're so lazy.
Guys, we got to make way for Mongoose McCombs. We gotta make way for Mongoose McCombs. This is it.
Kind of sad, you guys.
I don't wanna go.
This is it. We're done.
No. No.
Mike, you're done.
I'm gonna cry.
The show must end.
Till the last week of January.
Yeah.
I'm kinda sad.
We'll be back. Everyone.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back.
I'll be back.
Bianca's side hugging me right now. Yeah.
Back hugs.
You'll be back.
You guys back hugs.
Oh yeah, let's all back hug.
Let's all group hug. Don't touch me.
We're back.
See what I'm saying?
Fluttering.
I can't not touch something. I can't not touch something I'm not supposed to. That's the problem.
It's so hard.
Hard edition back hug.
I see. This is like the only reasons that having a video like would be nice because I really wish people could see what we're trying.
What
to
we're
do
doing?
Right now.
I know.
Okay, I want our listeners at home grab a friend. And do a back hug.
Do a
and
back
tell
hug.
Me, write down your experience.
It's like a back-to-back thing, and then you tried to hug,
mm-hmm.
if you understand.
I think they get it.
I'm acting it out right now, but you can't see.
I'm pretty sure they can figure out what a back hug is, right?
No, because you might think, like, you hug the back or something.
No. See, that's wrong.
That's not how that works.
That's not
back
how it
back
works.
Back-to-back hugs.
Dude, we could do another hour
like
on back hugs,
like a
we?
Prom pose? The guy
exactly.
hugs you from the back?
From the back? That's so weird.
Oh, dude. Or, like, when you're watching a concert. I was asking you about this.
Yeah, exactly.
And the dude just, the whole show. You see this at every show. The dude and his girlfriend, he's just, ugh. around
no
her
one
the whole
my lady.
Show.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, really?
It's so weird.
He's like, baby, don't be a groupie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awkward.
So next semester, when we come back, we're going to get 2 hours going because clearly 1 hour is not enough. Because
you're a manager and you can do whatever you want.
Look at this. We've done an hour and we still have more to say. Right? All right, guys. Well, that does it. Mike, last words before you leave, buddy.
I just want to thank all our listeners and got a little cheering going on outside.
Whoa, something just went down.
I just want to thank you guys for being awesome. You guys, I'm talking to my co-hosts.
Aww.
You guys were amazing, and I am very honored to be part of this show.
Aww. We love you, Mike.
Real hugs.
Not back. Back hugs.
All
right, Bianca, last words for the semester? Anything?
I
hope to have more fun with you guys next semester, and I hope our listeners keep listening to us.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great semester.
Sammy, last words for the semester?
this is doing will continue. I mean, I'm sure it will. So I shouldn't be sad because we're going to come back. We'll be back soon. And Mike's going to visit.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a longer time slot. And
time slot?
Like, did I say
Sammy
that?
Sammy Slander,
is that a
little time slot
ski. little time
I swear to God.
We're going to have a bigger time slot ski.
But to all of our 5 to 11 listeners right now, I'm happy that they have tuned in and continued.
Willie Dills, any last words?
I do have some last words. My last words are, when I came here this semester, I didn't know anybody at this school. Not a single person.
And now you know the coolest people.
And I know
school.
The coolest people
I
now.
Agree.
But you guys remember the first class when none of us knew each other, really?
Awkward.
And then
it was.
Don't know how the show happened. But somehow it did, and all four of us just kind of
ended up. What do you
mean
you don't know how it happened?
It just kind of happened.
It just was all, it was like fate. It all
yeah.
fell
you
place.
Mean you weren't winking at me the first class?
Oh, that's right.
No, wait, don't Bianca, were
and
you?
Sam
the...
was scissoring.
But Bianca, didn't you come to me first, right? You, before you met them?
Yeah, because first I met Sam out front.
Because he overheard a conversation I had with some guy that didn't even end up staying in our class.
We were all in here in the hallway.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then me and Sam were like, okay, well, do you want to do a show? And then you were like, yeah. And then all of a sudden you walked up, and then all of a sudden you were there too. And I was like, what?
And you were there.
Four
and
of
you
us.
Were there. It was like a Wizard of Oz.
It was amazing. So anyway.
And then magic happened.
I feel so lucky that this all kind of just happened out of nowhere, but it turned out awesome.
And now we're off to Scissor.
And now it's time to go.
Off to Scissor Land.
Now it's time to go out and make it happen.
Make it sound so magical.
We're going to leave you guys with a song that kind of represents the way this semester is right now at this very moment. It is the end. So for Heart Edition, KSFS, news all over your face.
Go Giants.
Stay tuned for
Go Giants.
Mongoose McCombs.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next semester.
Sports all over
we'll
your face.
We'll see you next time.